Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. You know that feeling when you finally drift off, only to wake up hours later feeling like you didn't sleep a wink? Yeah, I've been there. Way too many times. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. We're diving into some simple changes you can make in your daily routine to upgrade your sleep game and finally get those ZZZS you deserve. So many of us are running around like headless chickens, juggling work, family, social life, the whole shebang. But here's the thing. When our bodies are constantly on high alert, they struggle to wind down for a proper night's rest. It's like trying to chill out after a marathon, your body just needs some time to recover and recharge. That's where these seven simple changes come, and think of them as mini makeovers for your sleep routine. First up, ditch the screen before bed. Ever notice how that blue light from your phone or laptop seems to keep you buzzing even after you've put it down? Turns out it messes with your melatonin production, a hormone that tells your body it's time to sleep. So, aim for at least an hour of screen-free time before bed. Read a book, listen to some calming music, or just stare into the abyss, whatever helps you unplug and unwind. Next up, get moving. Exercise is amazing for your physical and mental health, but timing matters. Hitting the gym right before bed can actually keep you wired. Instead, aim for an earlier workout, ideally a few hours before bedtime. Thirdly, create a calming bedtime ritual. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, it could be taking a warm bath, listening to some soothing music, or journaling your thoughts. The key is to signal to your body that it's time to chill out and prepare for sleep. Speaking of chilling, keep your bedroom cool and dark. Think cozy cave vibes. Darkness helps your body produce melatonin, and a cooler temperature around 65 degrees Fahrenheit promotes deeper sleep. Number 5. Mindful eating. Eating a big meal right before bed can make digestion feel like an all-night party, keeping you tossing and turning. Aim to finish dinner at least 2 hours before bedtime. And watch out for those late-night snack cravings, they're often more about boredom than hunger. Sixth up, say goodbye to caffeine. We all love that afternoon pick-me-up, but that caffeine can linger in your system for hours, making it harder to fall asleep. Try swapping your usual coffee or energy drinks for herbal teas or decaf options in the later afternoon and evening. And finally, make sleep a priority. Easier said than done, right? But hear me out. Just like you schedule important meetings and appointments, block off time for sleep. Treat it as non-negotiable, just as essential as any other part of your day. Remember that night you couldn't fall asleep because you were stressing about work deadlines. You kept replaying every conversation in your head, trying to figure out what went wrong, and suddenly, the clock felt like it was moving in slow motion. Ever had a feeling like that? Yeah, I'm right there with you. But here's the thing, when we focus on all those what-ifs and anxieties, our brains get stuck in overdrive, making sleep feel impossible. So, next time you're lying awake, try this. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and quiet those racing thoughts. You can even visualize all those worries melting away with each exhale. Okay folks, let's recap. We talked about ditching screens before bed, getting moving earlier in the day, creating a relaxing bedtime ritual, keeping your bedroom cool and dark, avoiding late-night meals, saying goodbye to caffeine in the afternoon and evening, and treating sleep like the priority it truly is. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. So, take what resonates with you from today's episode and start incorporating it into your routine. You'll be surprised at how quickly those little tweaks can lead to big improvements in your sleep quality. Alright everyone, that's all for tonight. Remember, good sleep is the foundation for a happy, healthy life. I hope this episode gave you some valuable tools to upgrade your slumber game. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with tips and tricks for living your best life. Until next time, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.